music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this September 5th, Tuesday on this year 2023? No video, continue FIBA World Cup as Team USA was on their way to play in the quarterfinals against Italy today. Now, before I get to that, a lot of people was trashing Team USA because they lost Lithuania the other day. It's trashing them. Like, bruh, things happen, man. Y'all can't sit here and act like these other countries are not picking up what Team USA is about. Like, look at it. Like, seriously. When you think about it. Dude, these guys came out blazing hot, okay? They dropped 31 points in the first quarter. They led 31-12 over Team USA in the first quarter. USA fought back. They got it. They fought all the way back, but they're just going to overcome it. But y'all cannot come on here because y'all have, especially if you have not been following Team USA since this whole thing started like I have. And it's all come out of nowhere. This team sucks. This team is trash. Y'all being disingenuous. Y'all not even looking at the team. Y'all not even seeing what they doing, how they playing, none of that. Y'all just look at names and, oh, the Team USA lost. Oh, they trash. They suck. Y'all not real fans. Y'all just talking. United States so freaking spoiled, they supposed to win everything. The women's national team, they didn't get no medal in the World Cup in soccer this year. They didn't medal. They got knocked out first round of the knockout stage. Nobody was trashing them. Nobody was talking about them. They lost, and y'all just went on about y'all business because it's what, soccer, and it's the ladies. But yet, the main basketball team, y'all been quiet. They won 4 games. Y'all ain't say a word. Y'all ain't do nothing. Soon as Lithuania came in the picture, did what they did to Team USA. Oh, they suck. This team ain't going to win nothing. They trash. They all this. Bro, y'all, I'm going to call it. Y'all people fake, man. Seriously. Because y'all wasn't saying nothing when they were winning. Soon as they lose, y'all come out the woodwork like, bro, y'all need to get it together. Stop being spoiled, okay? United States have not been as dumb as they've been in the 90s, in the early 2000s. Matter of fact, in the early 2000s, that's how the Redeem Team came. Because when LeBron James and them got to the NBA and played international play, they got ousted by Argentina. Y'all have to realize, change happens. Change is inevitable. Growth is inevitable. Guess what? Other countries are sick and tired of getting bullied by the United States. And by the way, do y'all know how many international players are playing in the NBA? Because that's something I think y'all don't even realize. I don't think y'all really understand how many international players are playing in the NBA. As of right now, there are 120 players from across the world that play in the NBA. From 40 countries and 6 continents. Do y'all pay attention? Stop focusing on certain players in certain countries. I've been telling y'all since I started doing this, like, yo, none of these guys have international play experience on Team USA. The rules are different. There's something adjusting they got to get to. And they've only been together for a total of 5 weeks. A total of 5 weeks going in today. A total of 5 weeks. You just can't roll a ball out there no more and think Team USA finna blow everybody out. It's not happening no more. Luka plays basketball 24/7, 365 days a year. I don't think this man take a day off from playing basketball. He don't play in the NBA. He went right to his home country, Slovenia, and started playing basketball and got them in the knockout stage. Which they play in Canada tomorrow. Look at Team Canada. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, RJ Barrett, Dylan Brooks. If you look at this squad is damn near straight NBA players. Yes, the world is trying to catch up to the USA. Slowly but surely, they are catching up. But that doesn't mean that this team that USA put together by Grant Hill and Steve Kerr is trash and they suck. No, this team is put together, well put together. This team is well balanced. Okay? They took one on the chin to Lithuania. It happens. Nothing in the world is perfection. United States damn sure ain't perfected. So they don't know what this idea of if Team USA don't go undefeated, this is ridiculous. Nothing in the world is perfect. And this country itself is not even perfect. So if you're going to sit here and actually analyze the team and their performance, watch the game, look at the roster, and be critical right. Stop assuming because it got USA on the name of it, nobody can hang. Get that out of here. Now when the Olympics get here, it won't be the same roster. Because you're going to have your superstars like a Jimmy Butler and a Jason Tatum, a Jaylen Brown. Hell, even LeBron James might give it one more shot. Who knows? But that is in the summer. Okay? And maybe some of these guys that's on Team USA now will get their chance to play in the Olympics. Because guess what? They want to know how it feels to play international basketball. Because it's a different kind of basketball if you think about it. This kind of basketball is what the NBA should be, to be honest. But it's not. So, but I need to get that out of the way. But the United States was in the quarterfinals. After taking that loss, their first loss to Lithuania, and they came out and they put it to Italy in the quarterfinals. They put it to Italy, 100-63. They came out, jumped at a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Continuing on in the second quarter, and Italy had nothing to do with the United States. They couldn't do nothing. Okay? You know, Anthony Edwards only had 3 points, but the United States put up 100 points. You know why? Mikal Bridges, 24 points. Four from six from 3-point range. 8 of 11 from the field. Tyrese Haliburton, 18 points. 6 from 8 from 3-point range. 6 from 9 from the field. Austin Reeves, who was a fan favorite, by the way, over there, 12 points, and a one hell of a putback dunk that got that arena off their feet when he did what he did on that putback dunk, okay? You got 8 from Brandon Ingle, who is slowly finding his groove in international play, okay? Pablo gave you 8. You got 7 from Bobby Portis. You got 9 from Jalen Brunson. I mean, this team is well put together. This team is good. This team can go get gold, okay? It's hard to win gold at times like this. Winning is hard in every sport, and everybody says it. But we just automatically expect Team USA just to roll the ball out there and they beat everybody. But everybody know when it comes to talking sports religiously, no, it's hard winning. Winning is hard. It is not easy. They are nice when you don't have it. And you have to try to find a way to get through it. They couldn't get through it with Nguyen-Thiani. That's their first loss. They are 5-1 in international play in FIBA World Cup. They are in the semifinals. But I will say this. Whoever wins out of Germany in Lithuania tomorrow, it's going to be very interesting. Because that could be very interesting. Germany is undefeated. They are 5-0 in World Cup play. Lithuania is 4-1 in World Cup play. So when the U.S. when the USA play Friday between the window of Germany and Lithuania, it's going to be a very challenging task in the semifinals. So from now until Friday, get ready, do your scouting, get prepared, because the semifinals are going to be tougher. And then the winner between Canada and Slovenia will get Serbia in the other semifinals. So the United States are in the Final Four. They made it to the Final Four of the World Cup. Can they get past Friday? And can they, you know, get to the finals, get to the championship round? But that's Friday, okay? So that's it. That's all I got today. That's all I needed to say. Hopefully, depending on how my scheduling is going, maybe I can come back Friday and give you a video version like I usually do. But today's just audio, so I just want to make sure I do my part to make sure y'all get what y'all needed with me covering the FIBA World Cup. So 163 win in the quarterfinals of Italy. Team USA is moving on to the semifinals on Friday. And I'll be back then to cover that game if possible. Until then, deuces.
Done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going through all your trials and your tribulations. You gotta keep pushing. Now finish your canvas.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.